During the first day of testimony, the prosecution called three citizens who witnessed the shooting, three Punta Gorda police officers who were there, including the current interim chief, Jason Ciscini, and a Florida Department of Law Enforcement crime scene technician who collected evidence on the night of the shooting. They also called Gary Knowlton, who was there when his wife Mary was accidentally shot and killed. In the prosecution's opening statement, Assistant State Attorney Stephanie Russell focused on their theory of the case, that Chief Lewis had no policies or procedures in place for a demonstration that used actual firearms rather than so-called simmunitions, like paintball guns. Further, Russell hammered on the fact that no one was assigned to check the weapon that was ultimately used to kill Mary Knowlton.
You'll also hear that no one was designated as a safety officer, whose responsibility it would have been to check all firearms to make sure that the ammunition being used were actually blanks. No one was designated.
When defense counsel Stephen Romine addressed the jury, he revealed a key element of his defense. That is, when Officer Lee Cole loaded his gun with so-called wad cutters rather than blanks, he defeated the entire safety check process, even though witnesses would testify later on Monday that there was no safety check process for Cole's weapon. The wad cutters were neither approved nor provided by the Punta Gorda Police Department.
Because what Lee Cole did, the evidence is going to show you, is he defeated the entire safety check process by introducing something so archaic and so unknown to this culture of law enforcement that even if they had done five checks of his gun, three checks, you're going to hear testimony from the officers that were doing the checks. If I had looked at it, I would have said, no, it's a blank. Go.
The defense contends not only was it not Chief Tom Lewis's fault that Lee Cole loaded his revolver with unauthorized ammunition, but that Lewis had the right to believe that his subordinates would obey department policies and perform the way they were trained. Monday's final witness was Interim Chief Jason Ciscini, a 20-year veteran of the force who acknowledged on the stand that he's friends with Lewis. The prosecution continues presenting its case this morning. For WGCU News, I'm Michael Hirsch in Punta Gorda.